The marijuana tax ordinance's sponsor, Fairbanks City Council member David Pruse, told the panel that the levy follows on direct language from the statewide ballot initiative approved by Alaska voters last fall, legalizing recreational marijuana.
This is what the industry wanted. They want to be treated like alcohol. We're treating them just like alcohol.
The city of Fairbanks already has alcohol and tobacco taxes. Pruse further advocated for the proposed marijuana sales tax as an alternative means for the city to raise money to help cover a dip in property tax revenue.
What we have to do is make the decision, do we want to put this in its operating form before the voters and let them decide?
A version of the tax ordinance that would have allowed the rate to be set anywhere between 5 and 8% was turned back by the council after concerns were raised by Councilmember Jerry Cleworth about compliance with the city charter.
It specifically says that if we're going to set a rate, then go to the voters, and that's what we're doing. But if we're going to raise that rate, we should go to the voters again.
Local cannabis advocate Frank Turney spoke out against the proposed marijuana sales tax, saying it will have a negative effect.
Pushing people into the black market, so to speak.
Turney and two other citizens who voiced opposition to the tax at the council meeting also cited a $50 per ounce state tax that will be levied on marijuana growers. No one from the marijuana industry testified. The state is still formulating regulations governing commercial marijuana. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.